Welcome back, everyone. We've got ChronoZoom, and we're going to continue to bring them onto Visual Studio Online. Now, Joel, one of the things that teams sometimes struggle with, dispersed teams, is collaboration and communication. And we saw one thing with some work items, but has that been a problem with you, is communicating?
Yeah, we have email lists over here, and we do chatting on Skype over there, and another tool over here. It's all over the place. And so sometimes it's a little hard to know where to go when you want to find something or talk to somebody.
That's fair. Yeah. It's pretty tricky out there when you have distributed teams. I'd like to show you some things to help bring it all into Visual Studio. First, I'm going to show you a team room. You've got a team room just out of the box here, the CZ team room. And I have actually logged in and made a comment. You can see here are some of the things that I've written about. And I asked to see that later version of the diagram. If you're in here, this chat back and forth, everything's tracked and archived. And I can come in here and say, you can respond to me and say, just say, at Steve. Right. And that will highlight it for me, potentially alert me. At Steve, sure. The diagram is attached to PBI number 2. PBI is that product backlog item number 2. You hit enter, and if you notice, there's a little highlight there to number 2, and if I click it, it'll just bring me into that PBI. We can communicate back and forth this way. You can also set events that occur, so any build failures immediately enter the team room. So you have this continual information about your project, in addition to some nice reporting capabilities as well.
Yeah, cool. Can I print that out, or is there a way to like get that history and share it with others? Like when my boss asks me what's going on?
Absolutely. if you need the history, you can walk in here, step back in time, and go ahead and look. You can show them any date that you've done. You can even do some kind of rough looks through chunks at a time. And you can add users who may not be active members of the team, but might be users, and add them into the team room to work as well.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
And I'm looking at that, noticing there looks like there's a lot of messages going on. Is there a way to filter out some of those messages?
Not yet, but that is coming. So we'll be able to filter through some of those messages. Right now, a lot of those messages come, but one thing that does happen is if there's a message directly for me, I get it highlighted and bolded that I can see, so you can see any that come in specifically towards me.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah.
Good. Come back again in the very next section. We're going to be pulling more of ChronoZoom into Visual Studio Online, grabbing the source code.